The Midwife Center for Birth and Women's Health is nearing the finish line for its new expansion, which will more than double the space it has to serve women before, during, and after pregnancy. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, the need for more space reflects a growing interest in midwifery care among women who are expecting.
Even if you don't know exactly where the Midwife Center is located, you've probably noticed the mural that adorns its northeastern wall. A pregnant woman in a purple dress, two stories tall, almost seems to dance amidst a scene of trees and buildings and rivers.
And one of the prime ideas behind the project was to celebrate this mural because to many people, this is the best mural in Pittsburgh.
Architect Dan Rothschild with Rothschild Doineau Collaborative says incorporating the mural into the new space was the biggest challenge, but as he explains to a tour group gathered on the third floor of the expansion, it made for some happy accidents.
Although it's one connected mural, there are three different scenes. The scene we're in right now is the treetop. You can see that right here, so we're sort of reaching to the sky. The scene on the second floor is actually a city. So you'll see like a silhouette of Pittsburgh with buildings. And then on the first floor is actually the bottom of the mural where you see the cycle of a woman going through her pregnancy.
Most of the mural is now inside the expanded building, and it's one of the few features that looks now as it will look when the expansion opens next year. Last week, Midwife Center staff invited board members, supporters, and clients to take a look at the still under construction space as they make the push to raise the last $150,000 of a $3.8 million capital campaign. The Midwife Center is the only freestanding birth center in western Pennsylvania, and Executive Director Christine Haas says the expansion will make it the largest in the nation.
We're one of the oldest and busiest now, and once we expand, we will be the biggest.
Haas says the center has been at capacity for years now, mirroring a nationwide trend. According to the Centers for Disease Control, in 2014, midwives were present at more than 9% of births, three times the rate in 1989 when the government first started tracking data. Clinical director and nurse midwife Ann McCarthy says there have been times when all three birth rooms have been occupied and a fourth woman went into labor. She says in those cases, they were prepared to admit women to the hospital.
But it's never come to that. Someone has been discharged. We've quickly cleaned the room and admitted the next woman. So knock on wood, we've never gotten to that point. But women worry about that. I can't imagine that will ever be a problem in the new building.
McCarthy says there are probably several reasons for increasing interest in midwifery care. Pregnant women don't want to be treated like they're sick, like birth is a medical problem to be solved. She says they want to feel like they're in charge of their own labor and birth process, which is much easier in the home-like setting of a birth center.
It's comfortable. There are double beds in every room. Women are allowed to wear their own clothes or whatever they feel comfortable in. We don't limit the number of people that are with women for their labors and births. Women can eat and drink during labor and labor in all sorts of positions.
Even Lindsay Cashman, who had to transfer to the hospital because of a medical issue during labor, says the midwives came with her, helping her feel empowered throughout the process.
They were very helpful at allowing us to have all of the appropriate information, answering any questions that we had, making sure that we felt confident and comfortable making those decisions to do everything that was necessary to have a positive birth in the space that we did not want to be in.
Cashman's baby Jordan is now 6 months old and is one of more than 400 babies born with the help of the center's midwives this year. The expansion will essentially double the number of women the center can serve, both for labor and delivery and for regular gynecological care. New features include water birth, behavioral health care, classroom space, an elevator, and a parking lot. The new space is expected to open in early spring 2017, about 9 months after ground was first broken. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.